Each day brings new opportunities to let your light shine. What light, you ask? The light of kindness, grace, peace, compassion, and love, just to name a few. Someone today needs to see your light so they can move forward in this journey of life. It may be something as simple as a smile or the words, "Hello, how are you?" that could keep them going. Film producer and actor Tyler Perry talks about not missing your opportunity to be a point of light in today's inspirational moment.
Let me tell you how I met Mr. Butler. I had just started junior high school, and in order for me to get to high school, I had to walk through the drug dealers, literally step over the whores and the drug addicts, walk through a graveyard, then in the next block past gang members, and then go through the projects, and then come to a six-lane intersection, and it was always busy, but just beyond that was the school. Well, one day as I'm approaching this intersection, I hear this voice saying, "Will someone help me cross?" He was in a suit. He had a cooler in the hand and a folded lawn chair in one hand and his cane in the other. "Will someone help me cross?" he said. People kept ignoring him, walking past him with their busy lives. We were poor, but we were busy. I don't know why poor people are so busy. I said, "I'll help you," in my 13-year-old changing voice. He said, "Well, thank you, son. May I have your shoulder?" I wish I had time to talk about giving your shoulder to somebody. I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Don't trick me now." I said, "No, sir, I won't." We crossed the street. I asked him where he was going. He told me that he was going to my school to sell praline candies to the kids. So I helped him to the school, and he said thank you, and he told me that God would bless me for my kindness. He and I became friends. We took that walk every day. I came out of school one afternoon, and there he was sitting outside in that lawn chair selling praline candies, 25 cents. And I saw one of the kids try to buy candy, right? And they gave Mr. Butler a dollar, and they told him it was a $5 bill. I stepped in, and I said, "Mr. Butler, this is a scam." Needless to say, I had a lot of enemies at that school. But it didn't matter. I was glad to do it. You see, Mr. Butler was one of the first men in my life to see me. And what made it all the more special is that he was blind. He was a point of light. One morning I was late meeting him, and as I walked up to the intersection, I could see Mr. Butler standing there, not saying a word. So I tipped up behind him and I said, "I'm not gonna say anything. I'm just gonna wait to see what happens." He said, "I know you're there, son." I said, "Yes, sir, I am." I said, "I didn't hear you saying, 'Will someone help me cross?'" He said, "No, I was listening for you." I said, "You were?" He said, "Yes." Sometimes in life, son, when you pray and you've said all you can say, all you have to do is stand and wait and listen. What a point of light he was. There are many people in this world that are wanting, waiting, saying, asking, begging, hoping, "Will someone help me cross?" We all have the power to be a point of light.